Hi, and welcome to 5 from Overdrive, the show that features the top 5 headlines from our daily email newsletter. And now, here's our host.
Hello, this is James Gillette, and welcome to today's edition of 5 from Overdrive. Before the news, a thank you to our sponsor, U.S. Express. U.S. Express is looking for new drivers and wants you to apply. Visit usexpress.com to learn more about their great benefits package. If you're looking for a new job, give U.S. Express a look. To learn more, either visit usexpress.com or call 888-988-4348. Now, the news. The most recent hours of service rule change has now been in effect for a full quarter, and one major carrier has already seen a 3.5% productivity hit, according to a report in the Omaha World Herald. The newspaper shows that Werner Enterprises' miles per truck number is down 3.5% following the institution of the new hours of service rules. The company's profit was down 15% in the same period, partly attributable to the rules, the paper reports. Since Overdrive polled readers in the third week of July on the economic impact of the new rules in their operations, writer Todd Dills on the Channel 19 blog has reported various responses. In July, 58% of poll respondents felt the hours of service rules were a drag on revenue and income. Today, that number could well be different, but nearly a third of respondents indicated it had been too early to determine an impact. Join the conversation on the October 21st Channel 19 blog post via overdriveonline.com/channel19. Dills is looking for real-world economic impact and your thoughts on how much of Werner's productivity hit is attributable to the new rules. Criminals posing as truck drivers in order to pick up freight at a shipper is a growing problem as a form of cargo theft, reports the Associated Press. As the AP and Overdrive have both reported, the depth of information available online is making cargo theft easier and more precise. Thieves can learn where manufacturers of prime black market goods like pharmaceuticals, electronics, and food are located. But the web also plays a big role in these fictitious pickups by allowing thieves to assume the identity of a trucking company, oftentimes by reactivating a dormant DOT number from a government website for as little as $300. This allows them to pretend to be a long-established firm with a good safety record. This form of fraud often includes paperwork like insurance policies, fake driver's licenses, and other documents. As the AP reports, when the con artists show up to shippers, everything seems legitimate. Once a load is driven away, however, it's never seen again. The national average price for a gallon of on-highway diesel remained flat at $3.89 in the most recent week. The Department of Energy's Energy Information Administration reported no change in the price from the prior week in the week ended October 21st. This ends a five-week string of drops in which the national average price fell 9.5 cents. This week's national average is 23 cents cheaper than the same week in 2012. California still has the nation's most expensive diesel, $4.13 a gallon, and the Gulf Coast region has the country's cheapest, $3.80 a gallon. The for-hire trucking industry added 1,000 new payroll jobs in the month of September. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released its monthly employment report today after nearly 3 weeks of delay due to the government shutdown. The trucking industry employed 1,384,100 in September, 28,000 more than the same month in 2012. Trucking employment is up more than 150,000 jobs since the bottom in March 2010, but remains about 64,000 jobs below January 2007's peak. The economy as a whole added 148,000 jobs in September, about 30,000 fewer jobs than was anticipated. The country's unemployment rate, however, fell to 7.2%. The Missing Truck Driver Alert Network has unveiled a new mobile app for iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. The network is a service that helps carriers and family members locate drivers gone missing on the road. Carrie Fisher, founder of the network, introduced the app at OIDA's Heart of America show this past weekend. The app comes with text alerts that are sent to subscribers' phones when a verified missing driver report comes through. The app allows convenient reporting of missing driver sightings, too. If users think they've spotted a missing driver, they can use the report a sighting function within the app to send a GPS alert to notify the network. The alert network began as a Facebook group, but today has a website, missingtruckdriver.com. Before reporting a driver missing, carriers and family members are urged to make sure they have the year, make, model, and color of the truck involved, along with all registration numbers for the carrier on the truck's door. You can search MTD Alerts on the Google Play Store or the iTunes App Store to download the new app. And now, our question of the week. Has the hours of service rule change impacted you? Fewer miles, less income, or have they worked out for you? We want to know. Give us a call at 530-40-VOICE to tell us what you think.
Thanks again for joining us for today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. If you've got something to say, want to answer a question, or just want to let us know what you think about a story, give us a call at 530-40-VOICE. That's 530-40-VOICE. Or give us a shout out on Twitter using the hashtag OVDRadio. we'll pick some of the best comments to read or listen to on air. So with that, we're signing out with today's Overdrive in 5 podcast. Stay safe out there.